Okay.
Okay, fine.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, Ka. Tell me your correct name and title.
Okay. My name is Ka Wala, and I'm the managing director of a management consulting firm in Cameroon known as Strategies, and I'm also a city council member of the city of Douala, the largest city in Cameroon.
Okay. Just really two questions. One question is, where do you see women in the context of your country and the world in terms of ascending to equal voices at the decision-making tables?
I think women are making really tremendous strides all over the world. We can see an increase in the number of women leaders at state level. We've never had as many women presidents as we do today. We can see an increase in the number of women in parliament. I'm very proud of the fact that Rwanda, an African country, is the only country in the world with a majority of women in parliament. But we still have, the road is still so long, so far ahead to go to actually get equal representation of women in Cameroon, in the world. Cameroon, unfortunately, is in the situation of most countries in the world, with just under 20% representation of women at top level leadership positions.
And what do you see as the major obstacles at this point?
I think that the major obstacle all over the world is often cultural. It's the perception that the society has of women, and it's the perception that women have of themselves. I think that we know that we can do it all because we're doing it. Women have been working and having children and taking care of their families for very, very long. And African women are a typical example of this. What's not well known is that African women have been in the workforce for centuries. We have always been, we're an agricultural community, and farmers, most farmers in Africa are women. So we've been doing that, but we don't see ourselves in leadership. We don't see ourselves in decision making, and our societies don't see us there. And so we tend to step back, not take the leadership role, and the societies still put up quite a few roadblocks for us to get there.
Great. And here's my last question. In terms of talking about American women, do you see American women having a unique opportunity in the world to help model and lead and lift our sisters, not only ourselves, but our sisters around the world?
Yes, I think American women have a fantastic opportunity, because this is a society where, at least officially, there are very few roadblocks. Now, we all know as women that some of those unofficial roadblocks can still be there. But this is a society where women have a lot of opportunity and where they can accede to leadership. I think that American women need to do a lot more into stepping into those leadership shoes and into actually taking leadership. The U.S. does not have one of the best records in the world in terms of women being at top-level decision-making positions, whether at the state or in business. The other thing is that American women need to look at, I think their key element today is the images of women that are being sent out to the rest of the world. America makes the movies and the music videos that go out to the rest of the world. I think the image of women in these movies and music videos today is horrible. It has taken us back as women significantly. And I think there is a very huge battle to be fought and won in the ways in which women are portrayed, which affects very strongly in countries like mine, where the Western culture tends to be a model. It affects very strongly the way that young women, young girls see themselves and see their role and see the way they should dress and act and relate to men in this society.
Okay. Monica, you are so eloquent. Your clarity of thought is outstanding, and I am thrilled to meet you. Thank you so much for doing this interview, and I know you're going to be a very significant leader, not only in your country, but as we go forward in the world.
Thank you very much. It's a wonderful, wonderful privilege to be here and to be with all these amazing, amazing women, and I'm just very glad to be a part of it, and I feel extremely empowered. I'm ready to go.
All right, let's go. No, we didn't lose her, did she?
No,
is she right there?
Right. You keep